Welcome, everyone. This is episode 4 of the third week of the Premiership of the Chat Footy podcast. I am a rather dejected Chris Phelps, and I'm going to pass you over to a rather smug and good friend of mine, Mr. Ben Rogers. How are you doing, mate?
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty dandy.
Well, the text messages or WhatsApp messages were going down around about 9:45 last night. I was on my way to bed when we getting up so early, like 4:45, and I got a barrage, not only from you and Dave, I got a barrage of messages from various other people who had decided not to respond to. There's only you I responded to, and you got a gif off me, didn't you, basically?
I do like your gifs, they're good. Shows real caring, you see, just checking after your welfare.
Yeah, thank you, mate. Really, really, really happy. Obviously, it's the third week of the Premiership, and now I've had 1 out of 3 good weeks with my team. We'll get into that obviously in a bit, but yeah, it's going well. The chat footy stuff's going well. Dave sends his apologies, as you know, but he's working at the moment, so he can't get on. So it's just me and you again, and we're going to try and balance it out with a bit of Arsenal with Matt, I think, coming on from Jasper Reviews at some point. So, cool. And he should have been on. I suppose we should have got one this weekend because they actually got a win, didn't they? So. It is rare. But I know you want to have a little rant today about Chelsea as well, don't you?
Yeah.
Let's go for it. So what we'll do is we'll do what we did last time. I'll just go through game to game.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, to be fair, the first one's Wolves v City, and I fancied Wolves. I said to you, didn't I? I fancied them.
You did.
And it was a good game. I mean, they rolled the luck a bit, Wolves and City, at the post 3 times, but Wolves are going to cause problems for people, I think, at home especially.
Yeah, I agree. I think I said a couple of weeks ago, I like the way that their setups are playing. He's pretty much said they're going to play the same way no matter who they play, which is great. And they've got some good players in there, haven't they? I like that Traore. I've always liked him. He's a bit hit and miss, but when he looks like he can be pretty unplayable. So yeah, great result for them. Obviously, they haven't won a game yet, but I think it's not too far away. They're going to cause so many problems. And it's great to see Connor Cody still being kept as skipper and playing every week. So he was at Liverpool and they had high hopes for him at one point. And I thought he was going to be one of those who just fall down the leagues and then disappear. But he's really fought back well, and it's great to see him in that team, skippering them. So I think great result for them. And obviously, it's always nice to see City drop points.
Yeah, it is, to be fair. And I think as well, there's all these plaudits at the moment of this show that's on Amazon Prime. Everyone's absolutely creaming themselves, aren't they, over it. And I believe...
I've watched one of them apart from the last one, yeah. I binge watched it. I found it so gripping, actually. I just can't do it.
It might be like you with Everton. I just can't do it, knowing that what the end result is. As a United fan, I can't. Yeah. I know a lot of people, and I saw it on Twitter... A lot of people said, like, there's a bit in it where it's a great series. Obviously, I've not watched it. I'm only quoting what a lot of people have said to me, what I've seen on Twitter. But there's one bit that ruins the whole thing where Kyle Walker says, oh, we've got to work Christmas and Boxing Day or whatever. And everyone's going mad about that, you know, because I'd work it for $300,000 a week as well.
Yeah. And then when you're 35, stop playing and eat loads of pies and get fat and then live off your money. So, yeah, I know. There is that bit in there. And it's like, shut up.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm not just picking out the one negative as a United fan. I'm just picking out stuff that a lot of people... One of my mates said it to me. He's an Arsenal fan, and he watched all of it, and he said the same. He said, it's just at that point, I turned it off. I was like, you absolute idiot, you know. And there's a few people said that online as well. So I just can't bring myself to watch it because I mean,
I can understand why that is. But, I mean, it's just fascinating just watching the behind-the-scenes stuff, to be honest. Yeah. But we won't dwell on it too long, but the only bit, you can see why Mourinho got the ump with it, because when it gets to the Manchester derby, Ben Kingsley's doing the voiceover, and he just keeps referring to parking the bus. It's like, whoa. And then like the Liverpool Champions League, when we beat him 3-0 at Anfield in the first leg, they spin it. So it was like, basically over the two legs, City just got shafted by referee decisions and those are bad luck, and you're like, hold on a minute. So it's very glossed up and very, very pro City.
Used their own narrative on it, sort of thing.
I just sort of didn't allude to the fact they got completely murdered over both those legs for the most part.
But you did, No, you did. Liverpool absolutely caned them, didn't they, to be fair? I mean,
it was all referee decisions and bad luck, apparently. So.
No, nonsense. Even I can say that as a United fan. Liverpool played really well against City, really well. So, no, that's nonsense, that. But I suppose I'll have to try and watch some of it if you've watched it. And obviously, I presume Dave will have watched it or watched some of it. It's because it's them. I mean, the only thing I would like is when we beat 3-2, that's great. I actually thought they'd won it and all the fans had the flags under the seats and everything, didn't they? So
that would have been good. Yeah. In the dressing room after and everything, so it's quite funny. I did enjoy that.
Right, yeah, I'll have to watch that. I mean, I like Guardiola as a manager. He's a great manager. There's no doubt in that. It's just because he's City's manager. I wouldn't be a true United fan or season ticket holder if I didn't hate him. So anyway, next game is Southampton-Leicester, 2-1 to Leicester. I don't know if did you see any of that, Ben?
I've seen the goals. Harry Maguire's goal was a corker. Absolutely loved that goal. I said it last week. Don't write Southampton, don't write Mark Hughes. I think they're going to struggle. They already are. They've got, 1 point out of three games that you'd expect them to get at least four or five. I think they're in for a hard season. And it wouldn't surprise me if he got the boot at some point. So just don't rate him. And we discussed it last week, didn't we?
I agree.
You don't rate him either, and I don't.
No, I mean, I think as well, he was there again moaning, wasn't he? And I know the old mode, and I know it's people in glass houses, me, we said about Mourinho, but my God, he makes a career out of moaning, but doesn't have anything to show for it. Yep. That's the thing. He's done absolutely nothing. So, no, I'm hoping, well, not hoping, but I think Southampton are going to be on a hiding to nothing this year. He's too negative, and I think they're going to struggle. They really are. They might be the surprise ones to go down.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me based on what I've seen of them. I think they're just not very exciting to watch. He's a conservative manager for me, and I thought they've got Danny Ings, but I don't think he's going to score 20 odd goals and keep them up. No. So you never know.
No, I don't think he'll keep his fitness up, if I'm being honest, either. One of the games I did see, and I watched quite a lot of it actually, was the 3 o'clock kickoff. It may have been on. Some app that I just randomly came across at 3 o'clock, but it was Arsenal West Ham, and I saw an Arnautović was causing Arsenal all sorts of problems at the back, but obviously Arsenal come through in the end.
I didn't see that. So one of the few games I didn't see, but I think Gary Lineker tweeted it could have been 6-all at half time or something.
Oh, honestly,
can't defend at all, can they?
No, honestly, I mean, that Felipe Anderson, what a player he is for West Ham. He's gonna
yeah, like him.
Yeah, honestly, with him in and out of it, they're going to win some games for him. But also, the defence, honestly, Ben, it was terrible watching it in Arsenal. Oh, my word, it was awful. I mean, they won 3-1 and it flatters them, really, because Danny Welbeck came on, who I absolutely hate anyway, from United. And he scored, and that'll be his only goal now in about 15 for him.
But he'll still get an England call-up.
That's the thing. He will get an England call-up, and that's even worse. Not a bad one. And then next game, Bournemouth-Everton, two sendings off. Did you see that one at all?
I did see that, and I've got Ricarlison in my fantasy team, so I was distraught came through that he'd been sent off. And I saw what he did, and I was like, come on, mate.
I know.
I know.
And Everton went ahead when they went out of 10 men with Walcott, didn't they? Jesus Christ.
Tell you what, he looked pretty on form, actually. We talk about him getting back in the England squad. But, yeah, his pace. I mean, he absolutely outstripped that guy. And then for the red card, I thought the red card was a bit soft as well for them. But great fair play to Bournemouth. There's a Bournemouth fan in the office, and he was pretty pleased with the point he said today, because he said he flounced out in a strop when it was 2-0 and turned it off.
Yeah.
Watching it. But, he was pleased with the point. 7 points from 9 for them. So that's a pretty decent start.
I could only wish for that.
Yeah, well, we'll come on to that in a minute.
I'm sure we will. Yeah, I mean, it's not going to be a fact that everyone listening that we're just finishing off on United again. It's just that it happens to be the last game of the weekend. We're just doing it in order, aren't we? Because was the first, I promise you. The next one is the absolute world-class game, Huddersfield-Cardiff, 0-0.
Oh, God. Yeah. Oh, do you know, the only bit of this I've seen is the red card.
Yeah, me too.
Which is probably all there is worth to see.
Yeah, but, yeah.
They're the bottom two for me. Just can't see any other bottom two other than those two.
No, they were awful. And we both said this last week, didn't we? Exactly the same thing.
Yep. I mean, Cardiff haven't got... I put that Bobby Reid in my fantasy team. I don't know why. I had this bizarre thought, probably about as bizarre as you saying Burnley will get in the top four.
Yeah.
I was trying to save a few quid, so I thought, oh, no, I'll put Bobby Reid in. This is when they play Newcastle at home. I thought he's going to score a couple. I had this feeling. I've regretted it ever since. So, of course, I can't get him out of the team. I'm trying to scrape around for another striker. But, yeah, I just don't see anyone who's going to score any goals for them. They've got championship forwards, and I think they're just going to struggle big time. But one thing I will say, I think they've got a little bit of grit about them.
Yeah.
They might grind out a few results, and they've had a couple of draws. I think Huddersfield just look... don't know, I said it last week, they just haven't really strengthened enough, and I think they're going to really struggle. I think they're going to finish bottom, to be honest.
Yeah, I think it's them too. I do, I agree with you, and I think maybe, as I said it before, Southampton is maybe four or five that are looking close, and they could be these two, definitely. I totally agree, they've just not got it. Next game is your boys against them absolute world class world beaters, Brighton.
Yeah, they are world class.
And... I'm sticking to that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a weird game. I thought first half we played pretty well. If we'd got a second goal, I think we'd have picked them off. But the longer it went on, you could see it was going to be one of those. The second half, we just stopped doing all the things we're good at, and we left a lot of space in behind. We weren't pressing the ball. A few players looked a bit jaded. So it was one of those. Last season, we drew a lot of games at home like that. And the fact we saw it out was a great result for us. And Alisson's come up with a big save at the end. And that's the difference. I think that's what he's going to bring.
Yeah.
He's done it in the last two games. He's pulled out a couple of great saves when he's not had much to do, which is what you want, obviously, from your keeper. Whether Karius would have done the same, I don't know. But it's just his presence. He just looks so assured. Have you seen the dink he did over Knockhart?
No, I've not seen
it. It was unbelievable. So the ball's played back to him. Knockhart's bearing down on him. He just dinks the ball over his head. If he fluffs it, it's a goal, open goal. He just dinks it over his head. The crowd go nuts.
Yeah.
But I think at times he possibly will cost us a goal because he plays on the edge a little bit, and he almost gave a goal away. He was trying to dribble and...
Not another Barthez, is he?
Not as bad as that. I mean, and after that, he really calmed down. He was just playing the percentages and smashing it. But he's so comfortable with the ball at his feet. You can see he's got out of a couple of scrapes, but you can just see he might do a Lloris in the World Cup final, for example.
Yeah, yeah.
At some point. But then he's already probably got us four extra points from just making big saves. So defensively, we look really good. I think we've got good options on the bench. I think he'll freshen it up for Saturday. Might bring Shaqiri in and Henderson.
Yeah.
But we've got the squad, and I think we've got to start using it. And Leicester are they've been a bit of a bogey team for us. It'll be a tough game, but Vardy's not playing, which I'm delighted about because he always scores against us.
Is Vardy not playing?
No, he's suspended.
Oh, I can't see anything other than a victory for you guys then. I was going to say, Leicester have had a few good results against you at their ground, haven't they?
Yeah, and they've won the last two. And I was impressed when they played you guys in the first game. They looked really quick and quite powerful, so it'll be a tricky game, but I'd be expecting us to win it. But delighted to start, 9 points out of nine, can't really argue with that. And Brighton, to be fair, really dug in well and they could have nicked a point, so fair play, because last year we absolutely mullered them.
I mean, Chris Hughton's a great manager, and you look at last week, he absolutely dicked us, so shocking. No good result for you guys, 3 out of 3, so you can't argue with that. There's only you and Spurs. Anyway, we'll get on to Spurs in a minute. Watford Palace, 2-1 to Watford. That was a bit of a turnaround. Watford have started really well, haven't they?
Yeah. Saw the first half, Palace should have been 2 or 3 up. Missed chances. Benteke looks... I don't know if you've seen much of Benteke.
No.
Shot to pieces.
How does it? I saw him against you. He looked terrible.
Awful. Same again against Watford. He just looks... He looks like a pub player. I don't know what's happened to him. He's completely gone. But that's a problem with Palace, isn't it? They haven't got anybody who's going to score them loads of goals, apart from Zaha. Whose goal was brilliant, and he's too good for them, really. But I was quite impressed with them against us, but they just haven't got a goal scorer. They've got this big Norwegian fella they throw on, who I've not really heard of, and he's just like this 6'5" giant. But they just don't look like scoring goals. But they should have got a point out of it, at least. Joel Ward missed an absolute sitter in the last minute, open goal, and he put it wide, and that would have been a decent result. But Watford, I'm going to ask I'll tip Watford to get out, didn't I? I keep saying it.
Yeah.
And they've had a really good start, and they look decent. They've got some good players, so I think they might be all right.
No, I think you're right. Next one again, and I think my boys again, my Champions League prediction makes my validation as a pundit even worse now, as a podcasting host of a football podcast with yourself. I tell you what though, Fulham could be a sleeper this year. You know, 4-2. I know they started off with a defeat and that, but Fulham, they could, if they get it together, they've got four here. It's 4-2, obviously. They've got it in them to you know, keep themselves back in. They always like him in the Premiership anyway, so
yeah.
It's a good result, and he's put money behind the team, which is good. I'm just not sure whether Mitrovic can keep it. He couldn't do it at Newcastle. It might be down to whether he gets supplied enough at Newcastle, obviously, but I'm not sure whether he's the one. A bit like what you just said with Palace, with Benteke, whether he can actually hold the line and hold it for a season.
Yeah, well, they've got some... I thought they bought well. They bought that Seri fella who was linked with Chelsea, Man U, Arsenal. He's linked with everyone, so he looks a good player. They've got... I think Sessegnon's awesome.
Yeah, he's a great player.
Got him in my fantasy team. I don't think he played at the weekend, but... I think they'll be all right. I don't think they'll go down. Like you said, I don't think Mitrovic will score like 20 goals, but I think there's just worse teams than them, and they'll be comfortably safe. As for Burnley, what's going on there? I can't believe it. I've got Joe Hart in the fantasy team, and I was quite smug after the first game when he kept a clean sheet, but they've been, I don't know if it's because they're playing in Europe, or I think they're one of those that they kind of peaked last year, and I think that's probably as good as it'll get for them.
Yeah, Dyche, because they'll rave about Dyche, don't they?
Yeah, and I think he's one of those that he's probably taken him as far as he can. He probably needs a new challenge. But again, you need a club to take a punt on him that's going to be a step up. And I think they've only bought Hart and Ben Gibson. They haven't really added to the squad. I think they're going to struggle. I don't think they'll go down, but I think they're going to be pretty low down in the table for me.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I think people have probably sussed out how they play. And they are difficult to break down, but yeah, they're letting in a lot of goals at the minute, which is obviously a bit of a worry for them. And I don't think they've got, again, another one who hasn't really got a top goal scorer.
No. I do actually want to go back and edit my prediction from a few weeks ago.
They might still finish fourth, you never know.
Next one, and I did watch quite a bit of this, the last half hour or so, was Newcastle v Chelsea, 2-1 to Chelsea.
Got it.
Oh, mate, honestly, I saw it. It was 1-0. I didn't pay much attention. I thought it's a typical Newcastle blowing a lot of smoke, hustling and bustling, but nothing to show. And then they went and scored. It was a great header.
Brilliant header. Luis for the goal, though.
What, Giroud with the elbow?
No, David Luiz when Joselu headed it in.
No.
He put the cross in. David Luiz just stood there. He had no idea where Joselu was, and he just ran in front of him. Boom, header. David Luiz is just like a statue. From the moment the cross comes in to the going in a goal, he just doesn't move because he's got no awareness of where his man is. And he just can't play in a flat back four, that guy. He really can't.
No, he's great going forward. I remember when he come to Chelsea, you know, Talk Sport in the afternoon, it was Hawksby and Jacobs, the two older guys.
Yeah.
And they always have Phil Vickery on, who comes on from, he lives over in Brazil, doesn't he?
I listen to him. He's a top
guy, and he's a Spurs fan, but he lives over in Argentina or Brazil, wherever. I think it's Brazil he lives. So he knows all the players. And I remember when they signed him, and he said about him, this is the first time they signed him, when they got him from, is it Portugal they signed him from somebody? Portugal.
I can't remember. He was in Europe somewhere.
I think it was Lisbon or something. I'm just guessing Porto, someone like that. I remember him saying, they're all going on, he's a finished article, because the first two games, I think he scored, had two blinders, and he'd had a couple of games with John Terry, like, oh, and everyone's saying what a player he is and all this shit. And then he come on and said, no, he said, he's a great attacking sweeper, centre-back. But when it comes to the basics, it leaves a lot to be desired. He said, I used to say this, I think I've said it before when we did the World Cup one, but I said about Ashley Cole. Ashley Cole was a good defender while he had pace, because he was always out of position, but his pace got him out. He was a great going forward, But his pace always got him out of a lot of situations, but like Kyle Walker does at the moment as well. And every used to do for United, every positioning at times was bloody awful at the back. But he had the pace to get back most of the time. So it made him look better than what he was as a defender. And this is what he said about him. And it always stuck with me. And I remember him after about 6 months, he'd had a bit of a dip. And he'd come on saying, look, you're going to get this with him. And he said it about, he's over in South America, but was it him? There's another guy said it about, no, it was Phil Vick. He said about Anthony Martial with us, saying you're just going to get this sporadic player.
Yeah.
I've seen it, and he's right. I mean, obviously, I'm being on to United. But did you see, I saw the second goal. I watched it all, really, till the end. But
I watched most of it as well, yeah. They deserve to win. I mean, Newcastle was so negative, it was untrue.
Yeah.
But, I love Rafa, obviously, and he's probably only working with the tools he's got. We all know about he's not had any money to spend and all this. But watching them play at home like that is I just felt quite sad.
Yeah.
Because it's just a shame to... I mean, he's always... When we were in our pomp under him, we were hard to beat, but we scored a lot of goals as well.
Yeah.
And, they had like 20% possession or something. It was madness. It's so difficult being a fan of them at the moment. But... You know, they deserve the draw probably just for how they dug it out. But it was never a penalty, I didn't think, the first one.
No.
Chelsea, and then they got a lucky winner. But they've had a good start, Chelsea. But again, defensively, they look really average. That's why I was surprised Newcastle didn't go for it, because I thought they could have maybe had a bit of joy, because they're not a great defensive unit at all. I mean, I watched the Arsenal game last week, and they could have been 6-2 down at half-time, Chelsea, because they were so poor in the back. And he's playing his 4-3-3 that he likes, but he hasn't got the personnel to do it, because David Luiz is not a flat back four defender, like you just said. So, good win for them, good start. I think they might finish top four because of United's poor start, but I can't see him winning the league at all, because they just haven't got good enough defence for me.
No, I'm with you. Totally with you. Now, Ben, the final game of the weekend. This is the one you've been waiting for. I'll let you go first on this one, mate, because I've got plenty to say about this. So,
first of all, I think if Lukaku scored that chance, which he should have done, I think you'd have got a result.
Yeah,
I think the crowd would have been up. I think, I don't know. I thought you probably shaded it first half. You played all right, and
yeah, we did.
It's almost like the second half was a complete. Once the first goal went in, I thought you just fell to pieces defensively. Yeah. And it was just the usual thing, wasn't it? You put Fellaini on and he was just pumping long balls up to him. I mean, Lindelof, if he's a centre-back, I've still got a chance.
Yeah, he's terrible, isn't he?
I mean, that back pass he did, and he just... He looks shattered beyond belief in terms of his confidence. What with Bailly? Why wasn't he playing? I know he was awful last week, but I think he's quite a good defender.
Oh, he's a great player, honestly. Eric Bailly is one of the best defenders I've seen at United since probably Vidic.
Yeah.
And honestly, he's such a good player. But I said to you last week, he had his worst game I've seen for United. But last week against Brighton, but I said to you, he's a great player. Was he even in the squad? Anthony Martial, was it in the squad? Honestly.
Why would you play Ander Herrera as a right-sided centre-back? Is that Mourinho doing his, I've got to play him because I didn't get the defenders I wanted? Wouldn't surprise me.
Probably. I mean, you're totally right. I thought first half, it's the best we've played for a long time. I know it sounds bizarre because we got beat 3-0, but we genuinely played really well first half. We should have scored, like you say, Lukaku, there was no excuse. He should have buried that. I know it's on his weaker foot. Should have been a goal. Fred had one just past the post.
Yep.
We had a couple of half chances. But Luke Shaw had an absolute stormer. He was
great. He was really good. Quite good to see Mourinho go to him at the end. Because I actually said to mate, I was messaging, I said, I thought Luke Shaw was brilliant. Played really well.
Yeah, he didn't deserve to lose.
I hope he does, because I want him to get back in England teams. I think he's quality.
Yeah.
And he likes a few pies, obviously, but he's been mismanaged as well, I think.
I agree. And I think we need that. United need it, because I'm sixth after this Ashley Young fascination, cut inside
nonsense.
Crap. It's the same thing. We've had it for years at United when he was a winger. I said it the other week, so I won't go, but I'm really pleased. He had a great game. He looks fit. He was the best player. He was positive. It was what we need. But then you've got Valencia on the other side. I've said it about him before, but he couldn't cross his legs. He's terrible at crossing. He's powerful. He's a great tackler. He's a positive when he wants to be, but he's so one-dimensional. Yeah. And it's the same stop-start. If you show him the left hand there, his left foot, he's knackered. He's absolutely gone, Valencia. Yeah. He's useless. He just passes it back. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I'll go on my little rant now. I must admit, looking at the team, I was like, what is going on here? You know, we were terrible against Brighton. And people like, I hate Lingard with a passion. But the problem is, Lingard, and I bet you do as well, I know, but I mean, I shouldn't do because he plays for my team and he's won us the FA Cup and he's scored important goals for us in the past. But the problem I have with him is, and it's not necessarily his fault, is he's the old Fergie breed. He was there when Fergie was there. I saw him play for the youth team and I went to some youth games and he was playing with Pogba and Ravel Morrison and all these other players who moved up and stuff. And he was part of that whole clique, Yanazai and all this. And he gets United. He's a United fan. There's no doubt he's from Warrington, but he could have been Liverpool or United. He picked United. He's got pictures of him in his kit when he was a kid, everything. No, I'm never going to question his love for the team. He's playing for his boyhood football team. But because he's probably the only person on that pitch that gets United and tries his heart out, he gets picked. Mm. Now, the players, on a technical level, he's nowhere near Martial. Martial could be, I know it sounds ridiculous, but he could be Thierry Henry. If he really wanted to, and he wanted to knuckle down, and I've seen him, you know, he's won us FA Cups, semi-finals on his own, he's won league games on his own. When we played you, his first game, I was there, you know, and he come on, and he had a bit of luck, obviously, with that little shimmy he did, but he scored. And he is head above his shoulders, Rashford. I mean, Rashford does try, but Rashford's got a bit of an attitude now. He's like a slap-back side at times. But Lingard plays because he tries. If if all them players who were playing last night tried as much as Lingard, we would have romped Spurs because Spurs are there for the taking. It's like when we used to have Danny Welbeck. Danny Welbeck was absolutely useless. I never forgive that guy against Bayern Munich. We played him in the quarterfinals or semifinals. He burst through. I think it was quarterfinals at the start. In V Neuer, all he's got to do is slide it to the left or right. He tries to dink Neuer from about 8 yards, and it's just nonsense, nonsense player, Ben. It's just, but Old Trafford lad. I've got Sam's family, wife's family. One of the girls used to go to school with him. He's a great lad, a lovely lad. Gutted when he left United. He just wasn't good enough. Cleverlino, he was terrible as well. Tom Cleverley, he's absolutely useless. But yeah, this is going Cleverlino. He's an awful player. But he's another one. United through and through. You know, they saw. Yeah. He's a cockney in that. They signed him when he was young, but he got United. And this is the problem. And when you've got players like, I mean, Pogba, he's just an absolute show pony at the moment. I don't give two hoots. Oh, no, actually, no. There's no point in even saying who. I don't give two fucks, basically, that he's won the World Cup. He was hit and miss for us last year. City away, he was an absolute colossus in the second half. He was awful first half. He won us the game single-handedly. A Roy Keane-type performance. I've never seen him play like that for us at all. But this season, he's just started off like he can't be arsed. And I'm like, well, you've got 3 days to go. If you want to go, just go. But I don't agree with Mourinho changing the team so much. And Smalling and Jones, fucking God, they are absolute shit. Chris Smalling's got a new haircut. I don't know if he's trying to be in disguise so we don't realise he's the same player. He's fucking crap. What happens is you've got the best keeper in the Premiership there, probably one of the best keepers in Europe or the world, which we know is Simon Neuer or whoever. There's only a couple of handful ones at the moment who can get near him. But he's not making De Gea not look like that this season, because I think it's something like he had 13 shots on him. I think he saved three and 10 have gone in or 9 have gone in. He saved four. And they still have confidence in him. And it's one of the reasons De Gea has been so good is because our defence has been so bad.
Yep.
I remember my dad saying to me years ago as a kid, Gordon Banks was a great goalkeeper, Peter Shilton, because they didn't play in good teams. They played in teams where they were getting peppered with shots, like Neville Southall, great goalkeeper, but only because he had no choice but to try to.
Yeah, that's right.
I know Everton had a great team mid-80s when he was the keeper, but after that, They were never the same team, but Southall was an unbelievable keeper. He used to win in games like Schmeichel did for us, I suppose. Yeah. And it's just awful. And Herrera, the second goal was Herrera's fault because he played him onside because he's not used to playing at the back.
Yeah, he was caught out.
Then when he came across him, Moura, he turned his back and just like jumped in the air like he was scared of the ball, and the ball just went under him. If he'd actually faced up to Moura, he would have had more of a chance of actually getting the ball. But he turned his back and squirmed, and it was like you said, Ben, you're probably onto something, actually, to be fair, as I go on my little mini rant. It would be like Mourinho to do that, cut your nose off to spite your face, because he brings Thingy on, Fellaini on, Rashford's on the bench, doesn't even bring him on. You know, that's just like... And to be fair, though, Ben, and I know we've got Fellaini watch, again, Fellaini's another one. He's not good enough, him and Lingard are not technically, but they put a shift in and they try. And that's why Mourinho likes him, because he's got all these show ponies going around the pitch there, doing absolutely fuck all. And they come on and try for him. And he's like, I want 11 players who try, but have the technical ability of a Pogba, and they haven't got it.
Be interested to see if Fergie was still in charge, how many of those players would play under him in his pomp, because he just wouldn't. He wouldn't tolerate any of that nonsense.
No.
He didn't tolerate it with Beckham when he started getting a bit big for his boots. And it's just odd to watch. I mean, I said it last night, it's one of the worst United teams I've seen in ages, but I don't think they're as bad as they look.
No.
Still some... I mean, you've mentioned half the players there who didn't even play, and I think, oh yeah, forgot how good Rashford is, forgot how good Martial is.
Yeah.
But he's just not... He can't, for whatever reason, he can't seem to find a way of incorporating them, getting them to play well. Whether it's because they're young players, we all know his history, he doesn't develop players and all this. He's a here and now manager. When it must have stuck in his throat watching Alderweireld play so well, I thought he was excellent.
Yeah.
And he sat there going, hey, look, that's why I wanted him. But I thought, I said last week, if you're going to get Mourinho, you know what he's like. He wants players who are at the peak. So, and he has had a lot of money to spend. But then to suddenly, I'm not defending him that much because I think he makes a rod for his own back, but to pull the plug in the summer and go, well, actually, I'm not going to buy you all these players you want. I found it odd.
Yeah.
But he has spent a bit of money, and like I said, he bought Lindelof. He bought a lot of the other players, and they're just not doing it. But what do you think? Do you think is his time? I mean, I know I asked you this last week, and you said, no, I'm still supporting him. I've got to stick with him. Which I guess I don't know what you can do, really.
I mean, in the space of a week, it made me quite a fickle fan if they said get rid of him. I think the problem is Mourinho, we knew this when we were getting him. Everyone said it. He's a very, very stubborn man. I know Fergie can be stubborn, but Fergie would see if a player needed to be out in whatever, or he would question, you know, he would defend his team to the hilt, but he also, you could see when he knew there was a weakness. Now, Mourinho's attitude, he's just completely changed the teams. I mean, Smalling and Jones haven't played this season at all, and he brings them straight in. You know,
can't do that.
I mean, I don't know where Juan Mata was. He wasn't even on the bench. Juan Mata played all right in the first game, but he looked a bit leggy against Brighton. Then you've got, I think he took him off at half time, actually. And that Andreas Pereira, he started him as a defensive midfielder against Leicester. He was brilliant. Not even in the team last night. And you're like, he's basically shot, you know, not shot, you know what I mean? He's shot the players away from the team who he thinks were poor, which we could see were poor. But that's not a way to manage your players. I'm sorry, it's not. And he literally could have had two teams playing last night, and a hand on high, if I'd picked my strongest United team, probably six of them last night when I played, if I was picking my strongest team.
No, I agree. I was amazed at the lineup, really. I was like, oof, you know, it's just not. I thought when I saw it, I think Spurs will get something. I just don't think it was. As well as they played first half, I just thought, I never thought they were going to win the game with that team.
No. And then, to be fair, obviously, I've been on my rant. I know I've got my bias side to the United fan. We've got to give Spurs credit. They played really well. They did.
Lucas Moura was amazing.
Oh, he's class. And he's been threatening to do that since he's not done it. And I know United were after him when Fergie was there before he went to Paris Saint-Germain, because he was gutted when he went there. But he seemed to come of age in the Premiership last night, really, really strong. And I thought Harry Kane played well. He put himself about, obviously got his goal, great header, fantastic header. And I must admit, Ben, you know, we all love De Gea, absolutely love the guy, but he always does this thing when these goals go in where he like turns around as if to say, it's gone in. Yeah. You know, like sometimes I think just have a go. You know, like have a go, just because I come and it did drop in on a dime, but it still looked. I'm saying this like I'm a professional keeper, but it still looked like he could have had a go at it. Do you know what I mean? And he was too flat footed. I think I don't know if he thinks it's going over or what, but I do slightly think he was at fault for that first goal.
Yeah, the third one seemed to go in quite easy as well. I don't think there's anything he could have done about it, but it just looked a bit too... I mean, maybe the whole thing looked too easy. I mean, he brushed Chris Smalling off. I didn't think he'd get to the ball.
No, I didn't.
Thought, nah, Chris Smalling's got that, and all of a sudden, boom, brushed him aside, bang, goal, brilliant.
Yeah, awful. I mean, what would you do? I mean, for me, if they're that bad, the defenders, which they are, I'd have Baye. Why don't they have a look in the youth team? It can't be any worse than what them lot are playing. Terrible.
You've probably got a point there, to be fair. I mean, Lindelof, he's got to go, and he's just...
Yeah, that was me done last night, Ben. I've seen him for Sweden, and he's looked really good because he's got more time on the ball, and he's solid, he gets stuck in. He's had a couple of good games last season towards the end where you thought, hang on a minute, he's looking. And I was pleased Mourinho played him against Leicester. They both played well. But last night when he come on, that was like... Remember when Gary Neville was coming to the end of his career and he played a few games. So I know West Brom was his worst game, his last game. He took him off at half time. He was terrible. And he said to Fergie, I'm done. But Lindelof looked like he was playing, like when you get the celebrities playing in these like games. You know, they've gone at Old Trafford where they're off. God.
It doesn't get any more insulting than that, does it?
No, he does it. That's what do you understand what I mean? Like a Ben Shepherd or something playing. You know, he's a big guy and he's playing against a Seedorf or something trying to keep up with him. And it felt like that last night, like a 38-year-old guy had come on for his last game and he was terrible, wasn't he?
He'll say quite a day like a Ben Shepherd. Love that.
I hope Dave hears that one. He'll love that. No, but you know what I'm getting at, don't you? He felt like he was a couple of leagues below, literally, what he was playing at. It's like he won the lottery and he was like, how have I ended up here?
I know. But, I mean, Marie, after the game, you don't want to hear Mourinho going, yeah, I've won three titles and all this, show me some respect. It's like the journalists have got every right to ask the questions they asked.
Yes.
And he's trying to, I want to know why he's doing it. He's trying to take the heat off the players. It's all about him, this, that, and the other. But I thought I did laugh when he trotted that line out. I thought, he's obviously been waiting for Arsene Wenger to retire so he can say it.
No, and we've got Burnley this week as well. So that's Brighton have given the blueprint to do us. I mean, let's go on to this stuff. I've had a good laugh there, Ben. Actually, it's cheered me up because I've been in total denial today. But one of the things for this weekend, you guys have got Leicester away, like you say, with Vardy not playing. I can only see a Liverpool win. I must admit, I can't see anything else.
Hopefully, yeah, it'll be a tough game, but. We won there last year. Put a bit of a hoodoo to bed, so we'll see. But yeah, it'll be a tough game for us. We looked a bit leggy against Brighton, so
yeah,
we'll freshen it up a little bit.
There's nothing really stands out this weekend. City, you've got Newcastle at home. That's a Saturday night. It's a banker. Chelsea got Bournemouth. Bournemouth beat them last year, actually, didn't they?
Bournemouth playing well. You never know.
You know what? That could be a good call. And then West Ham Wolves. I think Wolves could go to West Ham because they're playing terrible. So
yeah, I agree with that. I think Wolves will win that.
I do as well. And then you've got Watford, Tottenham. But what's strange is Watford, Tottenham and United, Burnley are at the same time, 4 o'clock on Sunday. So I'm not sure which one's on telly.
It's Watford.
Is it Watford? Oh, United must have been on. I'll have to try and find that.
That's because of the Europa League, I think, isn't it?
Yeah.
Burnley in the Europa League. Yeah, Watford, Tottenham's on TV. That'll be a good game, that, actually.
Well, you've got, I mean, saying that, I'm looking at the week after and you've got a belting game, Tottenham, Liverpool. That'll be a cracking game, that. But yeah, so I won't get too far ahead. So that's been another great week. I'm really questioning why I decided we should do a podcast every week, Ben, because it started off with a bit of a jinx. I've given me a season ticket up and it's gone to pot at United since then. I know we were second, but we've already lost as many games as City did all last season. So that's not good. Not good at all, mate.
Yeah, just a little. I don't know if you saw that tweet I said about Richard Keys and Andy Gray.
Yeah, it was brilliant.
Oh my God, I've watched it a few times. I've burst out laughing every time.
Yeah, it's Martinez,
Richard Keys.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna laugh. Yeah, I'm just speechless. I mean, it's just genius. Where did he get Martinez from?
I know he's awful. He's not even proven, is he?
No, but you want somebody to sort a defence out. Everton under him, defence three were absolutely shocking.
So, I know.
That just proves how much football Andy Gray watches. Not a lot.
Exactly. Well, Lindelof will be playing up front or something if we're going off that logic. Shocking. Right, mate. Let's wrap it up, eh? Yeah, what, cool. what, um, plugs have you got for us, mate?
The grassroots, season starts this weekend for us, so we should be doing one in the next couple of weeks, hopefully. So we're at G-Roots Coachcast is our Twitter account, and if you want to email us, I can't remember the bloody email.
grassrootscoachcast@gmail.com.
Thank you for my technical advice. Yeah, what Chris said. It's been how long it is since we did a podcast. That's how long it is.
Yeah, no, it's coming back with a vengeance, that one, definitely. Now we've got mine and Dave's podcast, which is the Comics in Motion. So it's Comics in Motion P on Twitter or Comics in Motion on iTunes, Podbean. Give it a follow. This week's episode, Jamie's studying for Dave because he's still away. He's been away on business. We reviewed Wonder Woman, 2017 film. So give us a follow and give us a listen as well. And my vlogging channel, got another couple of vlogs on there on YouTube, CPod78 Vlogs or ChrisPhelps78 on Twitter. And that's it. So Ben, on the money. We finished on time. It's been an emotional week. I'm questioning everything about what is going on at my club. But then again, that's what it's all about, mate. The football season's in full swing.
You know what? You might win next week and we might lose.
Exactly.
It's going to happen sooner or later. So I'm just enjoying the ride while it lasts.
Yeah, well, one of my mates has been doing it all today, taking the mick out of me with Liverpool fans. So I've just sent him stuff saying, karma's a bitch, baby. Like I sent to you. So, yeah,
exactly. What goes around here?
Always does. All right, take care, everyone. We'll see you next week.
Cheers.